Welcome to the Divine and Human Podcast, where the multidimensional nature of reality meets the fullness of this human experience. Join us for conversations and stories that open up new realms of possibility. I'm your host, Alegna Moss. I'm a spiritual life coach who helps women master their energy so they can express their soul, manifest their desires, and create a life they're deeply in love with. You can check out my work at alegnamoss.com. On today's episode, I share an interview I did earlier this summer with Amir Stassen as a part of her Golden Grail Rise of the Magdalene Witches Summer Solstice Soul Gathering. We dive deep into the topic of reclaiming our truth and how that's essential to creating the life we desire.
I'm delighted to welcome today's soulful speaker, Alegna Moss. Hi, Alegna.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here and speaking and sharing space with all of you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to dive into your topic today, which is reclaiming your truth, trusting yourself in a world that doubts you.
I love that.
It's so perfect because it really is what this soul gathering is about, and also like my personal journey, and I'm sure, you know, your journey is like really returning to that trust.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of the major just waves of change going through the collective right now on a lot of different levels. It's just going back to inner truth and who we are and what we need and what we're here, what we stand for, and really making those decisions from alignment instead of external validation or external need to control others or even just be accepted by others. So it's a very beautiful topic that I feel it's so important right now.
It really is. So how then would you like to speak about how we break free from those external controls, from the, as well as the fear and the limitations that may have their grasp on us?
No, it really kind of is. It takes, and you know, let me preface it by saying that it is a journey. It's not a one night thing. It's something that happens in layers and happens over time, but it starts with that decision that I am going to live my truth. I'm going to align with who I am, what's my natural way of being in the world, and what I'm here to experience. You know, and it comes down to just making that decision to have the responsibility, take responsibility over our lives and over our experiences. And it's a hard journey because we're all on some level or another conditioned to live a certain path or walk a certain path of what's right, what's expected, what's normal. And from a very young age, when we deviate from that standard, you know, we're shown that we're wrong. Everybody is just on one way or another judging, criticizing whether we're right or wrong. So we get stuck on this conditioned path when truly we're here, our soul is here to have all these other experiences and to share and express our own unique magic and our own unique flavor of energy, our own signature of energy. So in order to really live that, and that life that becomes so epic and so full of magic and so full of just potential, making that decision of, I want to live my truth because I know that that's going to lead me to the highest version possible for me. It's going to lead me to my true fulfillment and true happiness and true joy. But a lot of us are stuck in the condition, like little boxes of who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to show up.
That's so beautiful. And that moment where you spoke of that, I'm going to live my truth. And even the hand gestures, it really is like, it's like that dropping in to that ultimate truth and power. Yeah. When we consciously make that decision, and you spoke of the unique magic that then unfolds, then what happens? How does that unique magic unfold as we embrace this truth of who we are?
It's something that unfolds moment to moment in every choice that we make. as we start trusting our inner voice, starts trusting our intuition, our own truth, and start prioritizing our well-being, prioritizing ourselves. And this is a little bit of a side tangent, but there's this belief or this misbelief that to prioritize yourself and your needs, your wants, your desire is selfish and wrong. So many of us run that program of, you know, we dim ourselves, we hold ourselves back, or we people please in order to be accepted. But truthfully, like, we're here to live our lives. We're here to have a human experience. Whether or not you believe that in reincarnation, you believe we live multiple lives or just one life, whatever your personal beliefs, at the end of the day, we're here. Why not make the most of it and live it how we want to, how it feels good to us? It comes down to those choices. And moment to moment, making choices that align with our values, our beliefs, our desires. Because that's another misbelief as well. We're conditioned that desire is wrong. To desire bigger and want more in so many ways can be wrong. So it's really just bringing awareness to all those stories and limitations that hold us back from going after what we want, going for the life that just feels so expansive and so juicy and good when we allow it in. So often we don't even allow ourselves to connect with those desires because we have just so much fear and just limitation really stopping us from embracing that energy. So yeah, our power at the end of the day lies in making those choices that are in alignment with our truth.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And when you shared about the trusting our inner voice as well. And I was wondering then, that inner voice that's within us all, what does our inner voice have to say about this? I know it's a bit of a funny question, but that's what was coming.
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. The beautiful thing is that it's unique to each one of us, right? Our inner voice is leading us to our own path of fulfillment and joy, our own path of joy. What would really light us up and what would align us with that higher reality or timeline or possibility that's available for us at any given moment? So it's this inner guidance system that really just, it kind of always reminds me of just the Wizard of Oz when we had the golden brick road. It's that golden brick road aligned with that guidance. And we're able to navigate our day-to-day circumstances, our challenges, and each moment with power, with wisdom, with clarity. You know, that's another thing, clarity, because a lot of the self-doubt and the confusion, it really comes from all these stories in the back of our heads. We have so many voices in our heads, right? Like from childhood and traumas and families and society and all these little voices just going for our attention. It's very easy to get distracted. But if we take our time to just quiet and really listen to that inner voice, which can be so subtle, it can be so quiet sometimes, and it's so easy to doubt. Just quiet the mind and tune into that cool, calm inner voice. That's when the real magic starts happening, because we start making decisions that are actually aligned for our highest good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that our inner voice is a whisper in the beginning. Mm. It can be very quiet.
Yeah.
And I find sometimes then it's like has to shout a bit louder.
Yes. If you're not listening, it will get louder and more uncomfortable.
Or put things out here to kind of
stop you for stress.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that you mentioned the golden brick road as well, that it's not a straight path, is it? It's a windy path.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. So in what way then can we redefine our worth as we're trusting this truth and living in that soul aligned way?
Yeah, you know, and that's such another thing too, like really tuning to our self-worth. So many of us look outside of us to the people around us to have them reflect back what we're worth, what we mean, when in truth, everybody is caught up with their own perceptions, their own stories, their own reality. That doesn't necessarily define or reflect our true worth, right? We're never going to find our true worth in seeing it in somebody else. We have to look in ourselves. We have to look within. And when we do align, the more we align with our truth, we start realizing that at the core of it is this divine, innocent, pure inner child. That's one of the best ways to like really connect down to their self-worth is So see yourself as a child, that inner child, and parent that inner child. And when you look at the core of who you are, that innocence, and that's just like that childlike spark of creativity, of magic, that really your worth is undefinable. It's just invaluable. It's infinite. You are a spark of the divine. You are this beautiful, pure spirit of potential in infinite light. Connect with that sense of self, that sense of, hey, we are worthy of love. We are worthy of abundance. We are worthy of all that we desire. That inner child reflects our truest self.
Yeah. And I was, as you're speaking, I was feeling that purity and that innocence and that vulnerability as well of that inner child. And also this soul gathering, like it's the Magdalene witch. It's like this deeply loving mother, parent energy that's coming forth. Unconditional love, but also that protectress energy that...
Yes.
So, I will help you stay on the right path that you are here to walk on in this life.
Yes, and that is what the Divine Feminine does. And that's an energy that's been coming on so powerfully for me as well lately, is this remembrance of the feminine, of the remembrance of the Divine Mother, that through patriarchy, through, you know, our history, it has been erased in so many ways. And not to go down the big rabbit hole that is, but really coming back to that divine unconditional love that's always there for us, and that is connected to everything. It's connecting to our Mother Earth, nature, to each other, to the different realms, that we're all connected. And really remembering that magic comes through that portal of embracing the divine feminine and the mother, and being embraced in that sense of like support and unconditional love and nurturance.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. In a way, we're remothering ourselves, you know, because of that history and those rabbit holes that we've climbed out of, really, to be here today.
Absolutely.
And then when we connect with our inner child and we remember this purity, this innocence, this worthiness of who we are, how does that impact then our self-worth, like our worthiness overall? I'm not sure that's even a proper question. What's coming out?
It's a question. But when we start healing our inner child and healing that part of ourselves that it's just that forgot how to play, that forgot that we're here to play, that we're here to create and experience and have a physical experience and play with physicality. So once we start connecting with that part of ourselves and we start healing that part of ourselves and start letting go of the stories of we're not enough, you're not worthy, you're doing it wrong, this, you know, all those stories, and we start letting that go, we can kind of let ourselves relax and be more comfortable in our own natural way of being, in our own energy, and approach things with curiosity and a sense of wonder and play. And life stops being so serious. Life starts getting more fun. And then as we start building up our self-trust and our confidence in ourselves, you know, that self-worth, it's all connected, you know, it also expands, and we start realizing that we are worthy of all these good things. We're worthy of joy and fun and having abundance and feeling safe and feeling supported and having relationships that are based on mutual trust and respect. We start putting our needs first and just being more flexible and fluid and flowing with life a little more as we continue to really expand that part of ourselves, that creative part of ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fun and the play aspect. And also when you said that safe and supported, I think is so important.
Yes.
When we are bringing forth our truth in whatever way that wishes to emerge.
Yeah.
Safety is a huge part of that.
It is. And honestly, it's probably one of the reasons that a lot of us hold back our truth, that hold back what our needs are, or hold back what our thoughts and opinions and ideas and gifts are, because we don't feel safe to be seen or to be heard. We feel, you know, we fear rejection, we fear judgment, we fear not being accepted in our personal lives and our communities overall. It's the witch wound, right? Generations of that. And then also we see it in our daily experiences, how being different can feel so unsafe sometimes. So what do we do about that, right? Do we continue to hide and dim ourselves, or do we listen to this inner calling that's saying, open up, blossom, speak up, share your light, share your truth, share your gifts. You're here for more than that. And that inner calling, I don't know, I feel like for a lot of us, it's getting louder and louder and louder, where the discomfort and the pain of hiding and dimming ourselves is becoming greater than the perceived fear and pain of what would happen if we were to speak up. And that's the thing, though. Fear is an illusion, and it all comes down to our beliefs and our perspective and what we're telling ourselves. And if we can start bringing awareness to those stories, those beliefs, those moments and subconscious patterns are keeping us dim and keeping us from sharing our truth. We start bringing more awareness to that, then we can choose differently, because that's where our power lies, you know, in our choices. Then we can bring acceptance to that and compassion. And again, mothering our inner child, we have to be very gentle with ourselves, because it's not an easy process, bringing that awareness, that acceptance, and deciding to make a conscious choice. So we start being more of the conscious creators of our reality.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And it's like that tipping point of, like, sometimes I'll say, I cannot not share this message.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Or I might burst. Exactly. Or, you know, like, there's the.
Exactly.
So it's that tipping point of, yeah, how willing are we to really claim that and step in the fullness of our blossoming as you share? It's really, really gorgeous. Which this is airing at summer solstice, so that's
the right time for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you mentioned the conscious creators of our reality. So how do we then consciously create our reality? I know it's very linked to all that you've shared already.
Starting with that decision of, I'm going to live my truth, and really taking the time then to figuring out what is my truth, right? Because at first, we have, again, all these other stories in our energy, all these other stories in our mind, and being able to distinguish our own energy from others, and having those strong boundaries where we're going to then not only prioritize ourselves and our needs, but also our ideas, our way of thinking, and our perspectives. But the other part of that is understanding that everybody else is also in their own reality with their own ideas, thoughts, and perspectives. And not to take their behavior personally, to understand that we're all imperfect humans, and accept that as far as, like, what keeps us from sharing our truth is the ideas and opinions of other people. But once we start realizing that whatever story there, or whatever victim story and victim mentality, because so many of us are stuck in those victim stories, is their own personal experience, and they're just projecting that onto us. And once we start having that awareness, seeing that, okay, they're having their experience, I'm having my experience, I'm the person that needs to stand up for what my experience is, and not let the, you know, stories of another dictate how I'm going to live my life, right? So taking that responsibility, letting other people have their experience, whether or not it's a positive or negative, negative reflection, understanding that that's not who you are. You are a whole being yourself, and you can be the conscious creator of your own reality. But ultimately, it comes from, again, aligning with your values, your desires, with what you need moment to moment, bringing our awareness internally instead of externally, and focusing on our bodies even. And that comes back to the divine feminine, really the wisdom of our bodies, the wisdom of our intuition, our subtle senses, and aligning with that truth, aligning with those messages, aligning what we see, and making more conscious choices. It's all about more awareness and more alignment. And then the more we do that, we start creating little by little that reality that we desire, and having our energy field and how we're feeling moment to moment be a guide of, okay, well, this doesn't feel right. There's something there that doesn't feel right. This isn't for me. Or there's something there that does feel right. It feels expansive. It lights me up. Okay, then this is for me. That can help us kind of navigate our choices day to day over time. And as we raise our vibration, as we start freeing ourselves from other people's stories, freeing ourselves from our own stories, and our vibration rises, we get to be a little more freer in our creations, in our expressions, and play at a different level with different rules of the game, so to speak.
Yeah, we get to rewrite our own rules of the game.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. Yeah, there's so much power and wisdom in what you share, and that liberation is the word.
Yes.
It's so liberating to know that we have the power to make these choices. And also that discernment of what's mine, what's yours, what's the collective. I feel I come from the corporate background, so it's taken me still on that journey of many years of like kind of unhooking from what's theirs, what's mine.
Yeah.
Really coming back here to this, to our bodies. Yeah.
Exactly. Coming back to that awareness that we create our realities with our energy, with the words we speak, the thoughts we have, our beliefs, our emotions, and then our actions, right? And really being conscious about what energies we're aligning with. Are we aligning with energies that nurture us, or aligning with energies that are draining us? And that could be people, places, and things, experiences. You know, everything is energy. It's just bringing that awareness.
I wanted to ask as well about where do you feel soul comes into all of this? Because this is ultimate soul gathering reunion.
Yes. It's everything, really. Our truth comes from soul. Our deepest truth is our soul expressing through us. It's our who we are at our core. And our soul is that higher, more expansive aspect of ourselves. And the more we live our truth, the more we stand up for who we are, that's more of our soul. That's more of us channeling through, flowing through, and expressing out into the world.
So yeah, really feels like you're speaking from such a place of soul. Wow. Well, would you like to share with people, you've got a gorgeous free gift, Inner Child Healing Transmission. It's a good time on this note of soul.
Yes. And that's kind of the intention behind that healing, is to connect us back to our soul. Our inner child is such a beautiful reflection of our most authentic selves. So connecting back to that, this is a guided meditation where we walk you through this process of really connecting the inner child and letting go of some of those old stories and traumas and wounds from our childhood, and really seeing, where do we want to go next? What do we want to create next in our experience? And it also taps into the support of the Divine Mother and having her just nourish us into bringing that next desire that wants to come through, what our soul wants to express next, bringing it into expression and giving it form. So that is what that transmission is there to support us in doing. So I hope that's a beautiful share, and that it helps those listening really tap in with our creative powers a little bit more deeply and more consciously.
Yeah, I can feel my inner child like gleefully like going, yay,
here, love it.
Here they come. All these inner children around the world are going to bring so much support. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to share about reclaiming our truth and trusting this?
Yes. Just allow the journey to be whatever it is. If it's messy, let it be messy. If it'll be painful at times, let it be painful. But really being sitting with it, being present, that's what's necessary for our growth and our expansion. Being present, whatever is coming up, giving ourselves lots of compassion and love and gentleness as we go through it, because this is a hard journey. Purging and healing, it's not easy, but it also gets to be beautiful. It also gets to be full of wonder, and it's something special. And that's what we're here for, to really just start expanding our concept of what's possible.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. And as you're speaking, I'm just thinking of the rose. Like this, the rose, I feel like, plays a very prominent or is a prominent aspect of this soul gathering, and just the different colors of roses and aspects and the beauty, but also the thorns.
Yes.
A challenging journey and a beautiful journey as you're sharing.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time and your deep wisdom that you're sharing today.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed listening to that interview just as much as I did recording it. You can connect with Amir on her website, amirstassen.com. You'll find the link in the description, as well as the link to the inner child healing transmission that was mentioned in the interview. Follow the show to stay up to date on the latest episodes. New episodes drop every other Wednesday. Come and say hi to me on Instagram at AlegnaMoss. And if you want to be a part of the show, get all the details on my website, AlegnaMoss.com. Until next time.